Hello, Lenten sojourners. It's Wednesday of the second full week of Lent. It's day 13 of our Lenten journey together. And today we return to the lovely devotional by Joyce Rupp called Jesus, Friend of My Soul, for today's devotion. It's titled, One Who Trusts. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 25, Jesus asks this question, And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? Well, Jesus witnessed the birds of the air as he walked from place to place. He observed in their freedom of flight a metaphor of how to approach life's inevitable stresses. From this observation, he expressed confidence in the Holy One's care. Jesus trusted his Abba regarding concerns that pressed hard against his life. But this did not diminish his emotional responses to these concerns. Jesus was still greatly disturbed about his friend's death. He grew angry at the hypocrisy of religious leaders, and he expressed frustration when the disciples failed to absorb what he hoped to teach them. Jesus felt these emotions, but this did not mean he lacked trust in the Holy One's care for him. I sat in chapel one morning praying with this gospel passage when I heard a large thunk from a bird flying into one of the transparent windows in the sanctuary. That certainly got my attention. After some pondering about the incident in relation to what Jesus taught, I concluded that confidence in the Creator does not mean that accidents and troubling events do not occur. Rather, his metaphor urges us to stop worrying about things that may never come to pass. The future is not ours to define or control. Like Jesus, we allow our human emotions to arise, but then we move through and beyond them into trust. The Holy One will be with us, no matter what happens. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, guardian of my life, when disturbing situations come charging in, they tend to evoke worry and create anxiety. I will place my trust in your promised care. Even though I may feel tossed and turmoiled, I will go on having confidence in your refuge. Today, I entrust every worry I have into the Holy One's care. Amen. What a wonderful message for today. A middle Sabbath, a Wednesday, and I hope to speak with you again tomorrow on Thursday of the second full week of our Lenten journey. God bless you.